Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo says the numbers in the state's COVID clusters are moving in the right direction. The red zones currently have a positivity rate of 3.4%.
We're going to watch the microcluster data. We can adjust what is in that cluster. We can make it a little bigger. We can make it a little smaller. We can relax some regulations. We can increase regulations. We'll do that all based on the data.
Meanwhile, he had more to say today about New York's vaccine implementation strategy once a vaccine becomes available. He has said it will have to be approved by New York's health experts after being approved by the federal government. Today, he said New York will be working with dozens of other states.
Today, the NGA is releasing a letter, which is a compilation of questions from governors all across the country. Democratic governors, Republican governors, 36 questions from the governors sent to the White House. Basically, how does this work?
Among the questions, how will the vaccine be allocated to states? And what will the national strategy be for prioritization when supply is short? The governor also announced some more reopening plans today. Ski resorts this winter will be able to have an indoor capacity of 50%. New York State's quarantine program, created in June, requires people coming in from currently 38 states with higher COVID-19 rates to fill out contact tracing forms and quarantine for 2 weeks. The New York Post reports, though, only one person has been busted for not following those rules. An arrest report shows the city's sheriff's deputies showed up twice on September 18th at Mark Paris's room at the Midtown Club Wyndham. They couldn't find him. They came back. And when the front desk called the 51-year-old Miramar, Florida man down, he was handed two summonses and could face $1,500 in fines. The city has set up sheriff's checkpoints at bridges and tunnels to help enforce those out-of-state quarantine rules. The nation's COVID numbers have surged for another day. The latest from correspondent Trevor Ault.
Much of the country logging dire numbers, with hospitalizations climbing in 41 states and deaths rising in 14. Still, Dr. Anthony Fauci says a national lockdown would only be in the cards if the situation became really, really bad, noting the country is fatigued with restrictions.
Only two states, Missouri and Vermont, have recorded a drop of 10% or more in the past week, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. 27 states are seeing increases of 10 to 50%, including New Jersey and Massachusetts. Two states have had increases of 50% or more in the past week. They are Connecticut and Florida. New York, despite its clusters, is among the remaining states holding steady. The city busted a large indoor party at a catering hall in Queens. Authorities say the guests were knowingly violating pretty much all the state's COVID rules at the same time.
The sheriff's department says 215 people were inside the Queens Lux Banquet Hall in South Ozone Park Saturday morning, dancing, drinking, and smoking hookah without masks or social distancing. Deputies handed out summonses to the owner and three workers. Dawn lives nearby and says this threatens others.
Because I have an elderly mother that I take care of, I'm a home health aide. I could put, you know, if I got sick or something, I'd be putting them at risk if someone over here gave it to anybody in the neighborhood.
In addition, officials say the banquet hall doesn't have a liquor license. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in South Ozone Park.
And 1010 Winds has contacted the company that owns the catering hall for comment. Long Island Church, meanwhile, is paying tribute to those our country has lost in the pandemic. This morning, the Congregational Church of Patchogue began ringing its bell, which it will do every 6 seconds, 24 hours a day, once for each American life lost because of the virus.
Each of the 218,000 rings will honor, celebrate, and commemorate the life of each and every person in the United States of America who has lost their life to COVID-19 in the less than 1 year since this pandemic began.
And that's Pastor Dwight Lee Walter, who said it's timed to keep ringing until sometime on November 1st, which is All Saints Day. New York State banned single-use plastic bags March 1st, then delayed its enforcement several times. Well, that part begins tomorrow with the goal of eliminating an estimated 23 billion plastic bags used annually around the Empire State. If you want one anyway at your supermarket or elsewhere, you'll be charged a 5-cent fee. The money will be split between the State Environmental Protection Fund and a city initiative that provides free reusable bags to residents. Plastic bags can still be used for things like takeout and dry cleaning. If you're eating at a restaurant this weekend around the city, you may see a new charge on your bill. The city council last month approved legislation allowing bars and restaurants to add up to 10% as a COVID-19 recovery charge. Sponsor Joseph Pirelli tells NBC News it's aimed at helping businesses stay open.
Use it to add a surcharge for their kitchen staff, to add a surcharge for healthcare premiums or paid sick leave funds for their employees.
But some restaurant owners are skeptical, saying it could hurt them with patrons perhaps spending less.
They're not taking the alcohol, they're not taking their dessert. They're just going to take the basics and go home and have all that.
Morelli says the surcharge will come off 90 days after restaurant and bar capacity limits end. Three shootings since last night in Brooklyn. Police say around 3:30 this morning, a man walking in Park Slope near 4th Avenue and Pacific Street got in. Caught in gunfire between two cars. The 58-year-old man was struck in the head and taken to Methodist Hospital, where he's reported in stable condition. Cops are looking for two sedans, one gray, the other blue. In Brownsville, a 22-year-old man was shot in the torso, arm, and leg near Watkins Street and Livonia Avenue just before 1 in the morning. He was rushed to Brookdale Hospital. Officials say he couldn't be saved. Cops say they've recovered a gun and have a person of interest in custody. In the third incident, a 19-year-old is recovering at Kings County Hospital from a chest wound after he was shot while standing in a busy area of East Flatbush on Rutland Road near East 93rd Street. Police say they're still investigating how and why that shooting happened. And the New Jersey Hall of Fame recognizes new members tonight at a virtual induction ceremony hosted by Seinfeld's Jason Alexander. Among the inductees, Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning, Rutgers women's basketball coach Vivian Stringer, Roots and Good Time star John Amos, as well as Flip Wilson and Danny Aiello. Hall of Fame President Steve Edwards says the state deserves what he calls a feel-good night to lift our collective spirits. He hopes the pre-recorded ceremony airing at 7 will, in his words, remind us that we have so much to be proud of. The one-hour pre-recorded ceremony will be broadcast on NJTV.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.